Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Ray Dunaway. Jody Ambrosio is here. And yes,
it's 8:50. It's our time for our Mayor Monday. And we bring in the mayor.
The big room.
Mayor Luke Bronin from the capital city of Hartford. Ray dubbed you Cool Hand Luke before. Is that a good title?
I like it.
Because we need to get you an image.
It works for me.
Okay, perfect.
Good as any, and better than a lot of people would say.
Well, I know this.
Trust me, we know that from our own history, Mayor.
You play a cool hand, so that's the way you work it.
So, Mayor, as we head to the last month of the year, what do you think are the things that you've been able to accomplish for the city to make Hartford a better place to work and to live?
Well, look, you know, if you look back over the last 3 years and, you know, what we had to face coming in, the fiscal crisis, you know, being over a budget cliff, kind of like that cartoon character, you know, over the cliff, the legs still running, and the city hadn't looked down yet. Plus the ballpark, which was off track and a mess. You know, we kind of had to spend those first 2 years not on the things that we wanted to do, but on the battles we had to fight just to be able to move forward.
Because the commitments have been made. I mean, there it was. You were stuck.
That's right. And, you know, we had to work with our labor unions and got dramatic concessions in our labor negotiations. We made some very, very deep and difficult cuts. And then we got our corporate community to reengage with the partnership. And then, of course, we were able to build a partnership with the state of Connecticut that, you know, does not mean we're out of the woods. It doesn't mean that, you know, our cup runneth over. It means that for the first time in about 25 years, we can lay out a path over the next 5 years that means we can honestly balance our budgets without resorting to gimmicks and tricks and, you know, deferring payments out in the future and kicking the can. But what that gives us is an opportunity to focus on growth. And that's what we're doing right now. And we are, you know, trying to fire on all cylinders to get both downtown and neighborhood economic growth going. And there's a lot of activity happening.
I just wanted to ask you, because I know you were on the staff of Daniel P. Malloy for a while, and you guys had a pretty good relationship. Have you talked to Governor-elect Lamont?
Sure. No, absolutely. I've talked to him. You know, I talked to him, spent a good amount of time with him last year and talked with him during the campaign and since. And look, what I think is important is that he recognizes that if you're going to grow the state of Connecticut, you've got to have cities that can be that engine of growth. You know, the city of Hartford is the biggest generator of private income in the state. That's where the most income is generated. And if we're going to build on that and grow the state, you've got to make sure we've got vibrant, attractive cities. Look, my view is that we as a state have a real opportunity in the next 3 to 5 years because people are getting priced out of New York and Boston.
Precisely.
Every single day. And we're not competing against New York and Boston, but we're competing against the Raleighs and the Pittsburghs and the Des Moines and the Austins to be those places where jobs and people go when they decide they don't want to pay a fortune to live in a shoebox anymore in those big cities. And I think we can win that fight, but we've got to be deliberate and dedicated about it. And so that's why things like, you know, getting a soccer team in matter. That's why, you know, the Yard Goat success matters. It's why the arts and culture that we have in the city matters. It's also why continuing to get those commercial vacant buildings converted into residential.
So it's happening.
Got a critical mass of people. That's why that matters too. You know, this past weekend I was driving past Bushnell Park, and in a park that used to be, you know, empty and dead on weekends, it was packed. You had people ice skating. You had people walking their dogs, baby strollers, running, kids at the carousel, kids on the ice. That's the kind of thing that really matters. And so we're just going to keep doing everything we can to keep up the momentum.
How important is it, Mayor, to get the Dono project up and running so that you have the complement to Dunkin' Donuts Park, which was the original plan in the first place?
Look, it's really important. As you know, it's tied up in that legal fight that comes from, you know, that mistake that the past administration made of giving all these development rights to a developer who really had no capacity to do it, and we had to fire them from the ballpark. We'll get that done. It's a question of when, and we're going to keep pushing as hard as we can to get that cleared up as quickly as possible. But the other thing is that there are a lot of other development projects that are underway as well. There's a ton going on in Upper Albany and Blue Hills. There's a ton going on down in Parkville and Coltsville.
Right
at the corner of Park and Main Street, there's a development. And then there's a whole bunch of, you know, sea of surface parking lots across from the Bushnell Theater. That's another important development. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say this. You know, we often talk about economic development and focus on real estate. To me, the most important and maybe the most long-lasting economic development initiative going on right now is our innovation work, because we've gotten almost all of the major companies that are here to re-engage in the city. You know, you have all of our major insurance companies partnering together in an InsurTech accelerator where they're doing the innovation work they used to do in Silicon Valley. They're doing it here. You get Stanley Black & Decker opening, you know, their innovation office and an accelerator in Constitution Plaza.
Right.
We're pushing next on digital health. You got the largest makerspace in New England opening up. You got another incubator upward Hartford that's bringing in, you know, going to be bringing in 20 startups a year. That kind of stuff creates a real community of entrepreneurs and of innovators. And what's big about that is that companies that are then looking for more affordable places to grow, a company like Infosys, for example, they see that,
right,
and then they want to be part of it.
Luke, you're making me tired. relax. No, that's good. Hey, speaking of insurance, Andy Bassett, as you know, still up in the air. What the heck is going to happen with the XL Center? And I believe the CEO of the Hartford and the Aetna both came in on this thing and said, yeah, we got it. We can't, you can't tear it down.
No, I think it's really important to recognize that the heads of major companies in this area see the XL Center as an important state asset, and they're right. You know, this past weekend for the UConn-Arizona game, I wasn't able to be there, but I saw the pictures and talked to folks there. It was packed. The energy was huge.
Yep.
And having a venue that can do that and can bring in and support crowds and be a modern venue is really, really key, especially as Springfield gets up and running. And as you know, you got the casinos down in Southeast. You got to have that entertainment venue. And so I think we just have to be clear-eyed about it. You can't muddle along anymore. You can't just, you know, keep taping the thing together, you know, duct tape and baling wire. It doesn't work. You've got to either make investments or shut it down. And shutting it down would be a huge mistake.
Yeah. No, we don't need another New Haven Coliseum. That's
exactly.
For sure. Mayor, thanks for the time. Have you sung at all lately? I was there when you made your singing debut. Well, last year at the Hartford Hospital Gala, which they do such a terrific job with, they had Ms. Mendez from Frozen. So she called somebody from the front row up on stage. She had no idea it was the mayor till Luke got up on stage.
How do you do?
And he was tremendous. She wanted to take him with him on the cast. And he said, no, I've got duties here. Thank you. So.
You should be careful what she offers.
I don't think the missus was all for that either. So, Mayor, thank you very much. We always appreciate the time, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
There you go.
It's Mayor Luke Bronin. It was really funny.
So she didn't know who it was.
Yeah, she had no idea. She's calling somebody up because, you know, she asked for volunteers. So Luke raises his hand.
He did?
Yeah. So she.
Oh, you mean he actually volunteered?
Oh, yeah.
To go?
He went up and jumped up on stage. It was tremendous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.